listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Airline Bonza has cancelled multiple flights across the country today, including in Mackay. It comes as the budget airline recently announced they would reduce the number of flights they have on offer. Bonza's morning flight to and from the Gold Coast was cancelled this morning. Bonza has been contacted for comment. The state government has announced an additional $36 million to support the state's DV services. DV Safe Phone is one service that will benefit. It gives donated phones to victims who may have had theirs tampered with. Queensland DV survivor Lauren Trevin says it's a huge help, particularly for victims of coercive control who may not even realise they are being abused.
They may not be in a point of their relationship where they necessarily see that there's an issue. This can have a long drip effect, this type of abuse, before you start to feel fearful of the person.
Support is available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. Mackay's well-loved Wisely Wine and Food Day is shaping up to be a little different this year, with applications for market stalls closing tomorrow. With arts-based design market taking a break this year, Mackay Council are encouraging more artists to apply for Wine and Food Day. Event organiser Sarah Porter says this year will broadly showcase the arts and culture within our region.
You know, looking to offer more than just music in the park. So what you'll tend to find now is more of a sectioned event where we can really amplify the opportunity for local artists in the arts and crafts area.
And a local Mackay couple seeking the nomad life have decided to hit the high seas. John and Carolyn Martin will join 22 boats in a rally that will see them sail to New Caledonia, Vanuatu, Solomon Islands and more. Carolyn says you can follow their adventure on Facebook on Sailing Yamunda.
When we were going to retire, I thought, oh, we'll be green nomads, buy a caravan, you know, and travel around Australia. And then my husband came up with the idea of, geez, wouldn't it be nice to go boating?